Before we begin tonight's program, I wanted to extend my congratulations. Thank you to all our winners and to all who entered our ticket giveaway for Jesus Christ Superstar, celebrating its 50th anniversary on stage, April 2nd through the 4th at the Waterbury Palace Theater. Friday night's winner was Christine Anderson from Burlington, Connecticut. Congratulations, Christine Anderson from Burlington. Tickets and more information on the show are available at palacetheaterct.org. Once again, that's palacetheaterct.org. Thank you for participating and for listening to 88.9 WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life.
And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy in Vernon. Superior service you deserve. Serving the residential and commercial propane needs of Connecticut and Southern Massachusetts since 1939. Now is the perfect time to learn about the efficiency and cost-saving benefits of being powered by propane. With 24/7 support and state-of-the-art scheduling technology to simplify your busy life, just sit back and leave all your heating, cooking, and energy needs to the experts at Superior Energy. Your energy bill and the environment will thank you. Call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com.
Good evening. Yes, it's the Afterglow, the place to be on a March evening. Hi, I'm Father John, and this is our time together to transition from the hectic to the relaxed, from perpetual motion to slow motion. We unwind after a very busy work week where we battled. Oh boy, did we battle. Well, you can finally feel it in the air, can't you? Spring is coming, eventually. Now, a small pot boils the quickest. You can tell how big a person is by what it takes to get him upset. Your emotions will be controlled by either your circumstances or your character. If someone is rude to you, your emotions will tell you, pay them back, get even. That doesn't take any discipline. When your strength is under control, when you've developed your character, you realize, I'm bigger than this. I will not let them pull me down. I have places to go, goals to accomplish, dreams to realize. You have the power right now to live a joy-filled, faith-filled, peace-filled life. So together we just enjoy the time that we have. Get comfortable with some music and inspiration and think warm thoughts in the afterglow. Welcome to WJMJ in the Afterglow. That was music by Sonny Stitt called Sweet and Lovely. It's chill out, laid back music, and as for me, I'm Father John. Thanks for your company as we pursue a bit of relaxing time just to de-stress and unwind with some interesting music and reflective messages. Now tell me, do you utilize your brain as much as possible? Or do you have trouble concentrating or doing things that you shouldn't do? Well, you can figure out how to change your ways during Brain Awareness Week.
I don't understand this. I'm already aware that I have a brain.
No, Henriette. It's not about being aware that you have a brain. It's about being aware of how to fully use your brain.
Oh, I still don't follow.
Well, most people only use about 10% of their brain capacity at a time, so it is important to use your mind as efficiently as possible.
How do you do that?
Well, you can play games for the mind that will keep it sharp or alert.
That sounds boring.
Well, you can also try to learn about important matters and forget useless information that probably just fills your mind with clutter.
Knowing every type of nut is definitely not useless information.
Really? How often do you use that information now?
All the time. Like when... Okay, maybe you're right. I should try to use the old noggin more.
There you go, Henrietta. You should also try to learn more about Brain Awareness Week, because learning is what Brain Awareness Week is just all about.
Now tell me, how does your lawn look? Just what I thought. Is it a muddy mess from the snow and the rain? Well, it may not seem like it, but winter is coming to an end, and spring will be here shortly, so it's almost time to liven up your garden. You should think about planting something new and different, like maybe, an apple tree. Perhaps you could start planting that today on Johnny Appleseed Day. You remember the tall tales of Johnny Appleseed walking around the country planting apple seeds randomly, which became food for settlers? What you may not know is Johnny Appleseed's birth name was John Chapman. He actually was born in Leominster, Massachusetts, and was raised in Springfield. He decided to go out west at a young age, but not all the way to California. Johnny Appleseed was alive during the late 1700s and early 1800s, so out west meant Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois. He also didn't just randomly leave apple seeds. He actually built orchards, which meant that he owned the land. Johnny was actually charitable too, as he gave his apples to help many people in the area. So today, why not do a nice charitable act for someone in the spirit of Johnny Appleseed Day and keep your garden in mind?
They call me Johnny Appleseed. I've come to plant my seeds indeed. I've come to plant them in the ground. They'll blossom soon for miles around. Here's a seed planted deep. Seeds can earn their board and keep. Here's a seed, take good care. Soon you'll find an orchard there. An apple tree's a sheer delight. In spring, it's like a cloud of white. In summer, it's a cloud of green. Its shade'll make you feel serene. Here's a seed, planted deep. Seeds can earn their board and keep. Here's a seed, take good care. Soon you'll find an orchard there. You'll see overhead the apples now are rosy red. You pick 'em, they're sweet to eat. An apple, such a wondrous treat. Here's a seed planted deep. Seeds can earn their board and keep. Here's a seed, take good care.
Soon you'll find an orchard there. Soon you'll find an orchard there.
Well, you're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John on WJMJ. We are Catholic Radio, where faith meets life. That was Bing Crosby singing the song Johnny Appleseed. And here's where we take some time to digest the joy of life. So we journey toward the intersection of where faith meets life. Today, let's talk about truth. Telling the truth. Rarely seen in the political arena. Frequently omitted from family squabbles, and most in need wherever we go. Now, most of us avoid telling the truth because it's uncomfortable. We're afraid of the consequences, making others feel uncomfortable, or hurting their feelings, or risking their anger. And yet, when we don't tell the truth, and others don't tell us the truth, we can't deal with matters from a basis in reality. We've all heard the phrase that the truth will set you free, and it will. The truth allows us to be free to deal with the way things are, not the way we imagine them to be, or hope them to be, or might manipulate them to be with our lies. The truth also frees up our energy. It takes energy to withhold the truth, keep a secret, or keep up an act. What happens when you tell the truth? The leader of a seminar did an exercise with his group called Secrets. It was a very simple exercise where the participants spend an hour or two telling the group their secrets, those things they imagined that if others knew, they surely wouldn't like us or approve of us. The leader simply invited the participants to stand up and tell the group whatever it is they've been hiding and then sit down. There is no discussion and no feedback, just sharing and listening. It started out slowly as people test the water with, I cheated on my 8th grade math exam, and I stole a penknife from the 5 and dime when I was 14 years old. But as people begin to realize that nothing bad is happening to anyone, people eventually open up and talk about deeper, more painful issues. After there is no more to come out, the leader asks the group if they feel any less loving or accepting toward anyone in the group. There is never anyone to answer yes. Then the leader asks how many people feel relieved to have gotten this off their chest. Everyone says that they do. They feel relieved. And then the leader asks how many of you feel closer to the other people in the group. And again, all of the hands go up. People realize that the things they've been hiding aren't so horrible, but in fact are usually shared by at least a few others in the group. They are not alone, but rather are part of the human community. But most astounding is what people report over the next few days. Lifelong migraines disappear. Spastic colons relax, and medication is no longer needed. Depression lifts and aliveness returns. People actually look younger and more vital. It's quite amazing. One participant actually reported losing 5 pounds of excess weight over the ensuing 2 days. He had indeed released more than just some withheld information. This example tells us that it takes a lot of energy to hold back our truth. And that energy, when it is released, can be used to focus on creating greater success in all areas of our lives. We can become less cautious and more spontaneous, more willing to be our natural selves. And when this happens, information that is vital to making things work and to getting things done can be shared and acted on. One of the most valuable practices, and yet the hardest to do for most people, is telling the truth when it is uncomfortable. Most of us are so worried about hurting other people's feelings that we don't share our true feelings. We end up hurting ourselves instead. And that's where faith meets life.
That was Dreams by the Cranberries, a beautiful love song about dreaming of love and the dream coming true. Ideal selection since today, March 11th, is Dream Day. Yeah, I kid you not. It's a day for all humans, nations, and institutions to devote this year to unparalleled dreams for a better world through thought, action, inspiration, determination, and love to achieve a peaceful, united family on Earth. Ah, there you go. Dreams. It's good to dream. Follow Your Dreams is an inspirational mainstay, probably the most commonly expressed inspirational concept ever created. It encourages us not to stay content in our safe existence, but to make a leap to follow the passion that would drive us if we gave it the chance. Are you following your dreams? Every success begins with a dream. So dream big and celebrate the power of your imagination today on Dream Day.
Now, today marks the birth anniversary of an entertainer who, because he followed his dreams, became a household name. Lawrence Welk was born in North Dakota in 1903. He left his family home at the age of 21 to play the accordion in a band. He became a major star after creating the Lawrence Welk Show, which featured his family band playing old standards. He would also invite many other acts on the show to perform and bring more musical talent. The Lawrence Welk Show ran for over 30 years thanks to wholesome and family-friendly music that was played on the program and for Lawrence Welk's bubbly personality and unique qualities. He would dance with female audience members and mispronounce words such as wonderful, which brought a smile to anyone who was watching the program. Lawrence Welk was a great performer who could be enjoyed by the whole family, and that is why we remember him today on his birth anniversary. And a one and a two, and here's Lawrence Welk and his band now with Somewhere My Love.
Thank you.
Music by Lawrence Welk and his band called Somewhere My Love. Part of the Afterglow. And in the Afterglow, we take time to think about things both around us and even beyond us. Things like sickness and healing. Who really heals? They say God laughs on two occasions. He laughs when he hears a doctor say to a mother, "Oh, don't be afraid, I shall cure the boy." God says to himself, "I am planning to take the life of the child, and this man thinks he can save it." God also laughs when he sees two brothers divide their land by means of a boundary line, saying, "This side belongs to me, and the other side to you." God says to himself, "The universe belongs to me, and they claim to own portions of it? Who's really in charge?" A man's house had been destroyed in a flood. When they came to tell this man that his house had been carried away by the flood, he laughed and said, "Impossible. I have the key to the house right here in my pocket." Something to think about.
Thank you.
Interesting song called Sky. Music by Yuruma. Interesting title, huh? Because the sky, the earth, and the sea are now turning, hopefully, as we await the advent of spring. We should throw a party, you know, really. The moment spring arrives next week, we should throw a party. What a celebration that should be.
In the meantime, keep a positive attitude. Emphasize perseverance over a challenge that may seem insurmountable. A positive attitude places more importance on the means than on the ends. A positive attitude also focuses on the solution and not on the problem. If you go through the day doing your best, at day's end, you will look back and marvel at all that you've accomplished. Motivate yourself toward your goal constantly, even when you appear to be failing. Total commitment to your cause is like throwing a pebble into a lake. It creates ripples of value and good fortune throughout your life. Worthy results inevitably follow. In the Afterglow is our time of prayer and meditation with music, inspiration, and reflection. Now, turn on the light. You'll see better. Have you got God all figured out? If so, then listen. Hear the rocks meant for the body of the adulterous woman drop to the ground. Listen to the widow from Nain eating dinner with her son, who is supposed to be dead. God, doing the strangest of things, stretching smiles where there had hung only frowns, placing twinkles where there were only tears.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Monday of the fourth week of Lent. The man believed what Jesus had said and started on his way. Faith only becomes real when we act on what we believe. Before that, it is merely an assumption or an assertion. There's a world of difference between believing something is true and staking your life or reputation on it. You can believe that a sailing dinghy is seaworthy, but for that belief to be of any use, you must get in the boat and launch it out onto the water. That's the test which Jesus offers to the official who worked for Herod Antipas, the puppet ruler of Galilee. There's an earnestness, a desperation in this man's voice. Come down before my child dies. He's got what the poet T.S. Eliot described as the faith that issues from despair. And Jesus makes him do the hardest thing imaginable. Go home without any proof that his prayer is answered. It was probably a day's journey on foot. The stress, the doubt, the hope. It must have been unbearable. He just had to believe, to trust Jesus' word. And so do we. We already have Jesus' promise in the scriptures, yet often we hesitate to trust them and seek further reassurance that he's willing to help us. This incident teaches us that real faith is trust. We find it hard to remember that Jesus doesn't share our human tendency to let people down, to forget his promises. He shared our nature, but he doesn't share our sinfulness. He's promised to stay with us and to support us, and so he will. When we cry to him in absolute trust, with the despair that knows there can be no other help but his, He will respond, even if we have to walk on first without any evidence. That doesn't mean he'll always do exactly what we ask. We're his servants, and he's not ours. But he'll do something. As we hear again his promises, we go on our way believing they're true, and rejoice when we discover them to be so later on.
Guarda fuori già mattina. Questo è un giorno che ricorderai. Alzati in fretta e vai. C'è chi crede in te, non ti arrendere. Once in every life there comes a time we walk out all alone and into the light. The moment won't last, but then we remember it again when we close our eyes. Like stars across the sky, che per vincere tu dovrai vincere. Davanti non voltarti mai, accarezza con i sogni tuoi, le tue speranze e poi, verso il giorno che verrà, c'è un traguardo.
And now on this Monday, the 11th day of March, in the fourth week of Lent, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones. Bless your dying ones. Soothe your suffering ones. Pity your afflicted ones. Shield your joyous ones. And for all your love's sake, we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Thank you, Lord, for your hand of protection in my life. I pray that you would keep me out of the way of evil and far from violence and crime. Lift me above any situation that would threaten my safety or the safety of those I care about. Deliver me from any enemy attack or plans for my destruction. Thank you, Lord, that you are almighty and all-powerful, and nothing is too hard for you. I pray that you will always be on my side in every battle with the enemy of my soul. If you are with me, I will always have victory. If you are with me, I don't need to be afraid or grow weary in the face of an attack. You give me strength to stand, and you will always show yourself more powerful than any opposition I have. Help me in the battle I face today. Thank you in advance for the victory you will accomplish on my behalf.
Love arises when kind words are spoken. Kindness is the doorway to the heart. The way we speak can keep our love unbroken. The way we speak can demand the love depart. So when harsh tones find a welcome in my heart, in my home, in my head, when I throw stones in place of arms around you, I will pray to God to speak for me instead. Speak into the moments of my day. Speak into the corners of my night. Open my ears to listen, my heart to hear. Speak into the moments of my life.
O God, come to my assistance. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let there be shame and confusion on those who seek my life.
Let them turn back in confusion, who delight in my harm. Let them turn because of their shame, who jeer at me and mock.
Oh, let there be rejoicing and gladness for all who seek you. Let them say forever, God is great, who love your saving help.
As for me, who am wretched and poor, hasten to me, O God. You are my rescuer, my help. O Lord, do not delay.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I also saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, God's dwelling is with the human race. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will always be with them as their God." Shout for joy. I am creating new heavens and a new earth.
Behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. And holy is your name, and holy is your name. My soul exalts you, behold my Lord, whose mercy lies on me.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, the mighty one has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Shout for joy. I am creating new heavens and a new earth. God of heaven and earth, in Christ you make all things new. With confidence we pray.
Stir us to wonder, O God.
Rescue those who are fleeing from danger and lead them to safety and protection. With confidence we pray.
Stir us to wonder, O God.
Help us to see you in all things and to extend hospitality in Jesus' name. With confidence we pray.
Stir us to wonder, O God.
Disrupt the plots of terrorists, rioters, and all who seek to destroy. With confidence, we pray.
Stir us to wonder, O God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May God gladden our hearts in the Spirit and the knowledge of Christ's love by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe that we no sin thought may know.
Some say hate, it's all about our anger. Others say it's all about control. I, for one, am guilty of both. happens when I don't take time alone. So when I can't find the quiet, when still is the place that I can't be, I will pray for just a little silence and for the tender words of God to be in me, speaking to the moments of my day, speaking to the corners of my night, open my ears to listen, my
now offer a prayer, requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God, our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and the orphan, you called your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the Church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Speaking to the moments of my day, speaking to the corners of my night, open my ears to listen, my heart to hear, speaking to the moments of my life.
May Almighty God keep you from all harm throughout this night and bless you with every good gift. May He set His word in your heart and fill you with lasting joy. May He strengthen your faith with proofs of His love so that you will persevere in good works. May you walk in His ways, always knowing what is right and good until you enter your heavenly inheritance. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.